for tapes, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. This is the 2012 Memorial Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, Thursday evening, May the 24th, 2012. Frank Butler is the speaker of this service, teaching on Satanic Powers Exposed.
Praise the Lord. Brother Amen. Frank Butler, Amen. He has been with us one other time for our spring camp last year.
Amen.
We had glorious services.
Amen.
The power of God is in this place to heal,
Amen.
To minister, to deliver, to save, to get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
He operates in several different offices and has a glorious voice to sing.
Glory.
And we are just looking forward
Hallelujah.
To whatever God has
Amen.
Has given you for all of us this
Amen.
Time. I'm going to let you
Bless
tell
Lord.
Whatever you want to tell
Amen.
About yourself. But
Bless
Brother Frank Butler from Texas, but before that, New Zealand?
Australia.
Bless you, Patty.
Steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. As we gather, may we glorify your name. knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship, we'll be blessed because we came. Oh Lord, we'll be blessed because we came in Jesus. We'll be blessed because we came. I am standing beneath your wings. I am resting in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Sing praises to your name, O Lord, for you daily bear my burdens. Your great faithfulness has been my shield, and it makes me want to sing. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Everyone stand tonight. Lift your hands to heaven. You touch him this week, he'll touch you. The Bible says as many as touched him were made perfectly whole. Hallelujah. We are not designed to carry sin, sickness, fear, doubt, unbelief, poverty, want, or need. He wants us to be free. We can't set others free unless we're free ourselves. And one of the greatest ways to get free is worship and praise. Satan is allergic to worship and praise. God lives in the praises of his people. Come on, I sing praises to you, O Lord. Sing it with me. I sing praises to you, O Lord, for you daily bear my burdens. For you daily bear my burdens. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Blessed be. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I can't hear you. Blessed be the Lord. I will bless your holy my days, for all my days, blessed be the name of the Lord. I am resting beneath your wings. I am resting beneath your wings. I'm abiding in your shelter. I'm abiding in your shelter. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. Your great faithfulness has been my reward. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Here we go. Come on. Blessed be the... Oh, you're singing like Christians. Hallelujah. Blessed be the... I will bless your holy name for all my days. For all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I sing praises to you, O Lord. I sing praises to you, O Lord. For you daily bear my burdens. For you daily bear my burdens. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. Your great faithfulness has been my shield. And it makes me want to sing. And it makes me want to sing. Come on. Blessed be the of the Lord. Blessed be the. Oh, there is no other name. I will bless your holy name for all my days. For all my days. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be, come on, one time. Blessed be the. Blessed be the. The Lord. I will bless your holy name for all my days. Blessed be the name. Come on, give him a shout of praise. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Blessed be God. You may be seated. Let's turn tonight to 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. Amen. Are you alive tonight? Well, he's a God of the living, not the dead. Give me a wave if you're alive. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. If you want to find out more about me, and who wouldn't, you go to the ministry website, frankbutler.org. Everybody say, the butler did it. And I've been doing it for 34 years, and I'm getting better at it. Amen. And there's also a link on the website, frankbutler.org, for those people who have nothing better to do with their lives. There's a link to Facebook and Twitter. Hallelujah. What a boring thing. Amen. What did people do before we had all this junk? I've been to Africa, Asia, South America. They've got nothing and they're happier than Australians and Americans. Something wrong with that picture. We've got all the stuff and all the junk. We're bombarded to buy junk on television, through the mail, everywhere else. And the people who don't have hardly anything seem to be the happiest. Very interesting. Amen.
A man's life does not consist in his possessions. Jesus said that. Amen. It's great to be here again, and I was here last year, and it's good to be back this week. And as I said there, you know, Jesus said, as we draw near to Him, He draws near to us. And He also said, press in. You've got to press in. Hallelujah. As many as pressed on Him did receive. I found that people who get miracles and answers to prayers are pushy, aggressive, bold, fearless, unwavering, unstoppable, and proactive. They don't sit around waiting for something to happen. Amen. And God's put a faith in every one of you. And you know, often we're waiting for another preacher or some other Christian to motivate us. The best person to motivate you is you. Hallelujah. You got a free will, and God has given every one of you a measure of faith. And what you don't use, you lose. What you misuse, you lose. And what you abuse, you lose. There's only one lifestyle today. There's a lot of talk about alternative lifestyles. There's only one. The just shall live by faith. Give me a big amen. Give me a better amen. Give me a better amen. That's good. Hallelujah. Let's have a look here. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, for this reason, the Son of God was revealed or manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. Jesus did not come to give us religion and rules and regulations, or to tell us how to have a happy marriage, or to help us with our finances. You step into the miraculous and you start to follow Jesus with every heartbeat and every breath, you'll have a happy marriage and your finances will fall into place. Hallelujah. He came to give us power over the devil. And you've got to know your enemy. And many churches and many Christians do not know their enemy. When you join the military, if they send you to the jungle to fight, they don't put hot pink and orange on you. Same as if you go to the desert. You're not going to be wearing bright red. You've got to wear the clothes to blend in. They don't give you a water pistol and a plastic helmet. They equip you for battle. And Jesus said, if I do not go, the Holy Spirit will not come. And the Holy Spirit has a lot of power on earth to replace Jesus Christ. And when you're born again, He comes into your life. And that's who changes you. And after that, there's a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's where you get baptized and immersed and saturated with the power of God. Hallelujah. You know, and everybody say, God's not an Englishman. Everybody say, I'm sure He's an Australian. When you get to heaven, He's going to say, good day, mate. He's going to say, let's fire up the Barbie. You're going to see kangaroos on the streets of gold. Hallelujah. I'm sure of it. Amen. But listen, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. He told the church to go and do the same thing. Hallelujah. He said, I've given you authority, power over all the power of the enemy. And see, listen. If you don't take authority in your life, someone else will. And many Christians, many preachers don't exercise their authority. And tonight we're gonna have a look at Satan and demons and the fallen angels and the whole bit. And we're going to expose them for who they really are. The Bible teaches us all we need to know about the devil, fallen angels, and demon spirits. Satan's beginning. In eternity past, he was called Lucifer. He was created by Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us. See, too many preachers portray it as Satan versus God and God versus Satan. No. It's God up here and Satan down here. Hallelujah. Jesus said you'll tread on serpents and scorpions. You don't have a conversation with serpents and scorpions. You don't pick them up and say, you cute little rattlesnake, you. You don't pick up a scorpion. You crush it and destroy it. And see, that's what Jesus did to the devil. He was the first ruler of the earth. Sometime before Adam and Eve were created, he ruled the earth. The Bible says he ascended into heaven, so he must have been somewhere. He ruled sometime before that. There's a lot of different theories on that. But that doesn't matter. All we need to know a little bit about his background. He was a beautiful, anointed angel. And he was once perfect in all his ways. He knows about the anointing. He knows about miracles. He's not afraid of a pew sitter, a Sunday Christian, or a seat warmer. But he is afraid of the man of God or the woman of God who steps into the miraculous and the anointing. because the anointing destroys the yoke. The Bible tells us about Satan's fall. He was the first sinner and the first rebel on record. His sins were pride and iniquity and rebellion. Hello, sounds like the nightly news, doesn't it? He's called the God of this world. He rules this world today. He attempted to exalt himself above God to dethrone God. Did you ever notice that God loves winning? He's never, ever, 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 ever lost. God loves winning. Read the end of the book. We win. Hallelujah. I've never liked movies where the good guy dies or the families fall apart or bad guy gets all the money. I like movies where the bad guy gets taken out, the good guy gets all the money and the pretty girl and rides off into the sunset. Well, read the end of the book. Hallelujah. 8 times in the book of Revelation it says to the one who overcomes. You're not a down and outer. You're not just a Christian. You're an overcomer. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, our faith. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us there was a war in heaven and Satan was cast out with a third of the angels. Well, that's real good news. That means there's 2/3 on our side. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. It tells us he is evil and hostile towards God and man. Satan caused the fall of man. He now controls most of the world's business, social, entertainment, political, and religious realms. The Bible tells us about Satan's future. It was prophesied way back in Genesis. It says, the seed of the woman, that was Jesus Christ, will bruise your head and you will bruise his heel. Satan's future was fulfilled at Jesus' first coming. The prince of this world is judged, Jesus said. And his sentence will be passed when Jesus returns, after his second coming. It says in the book of Revelation, the devil was cast into the lake and fire and brimstone, and he will be tormented day and night forever and ever. Blessed be God. Now why does God, if God loves us, this is important for you to know, why does God allow Satan, fallen angels and demons to exist and come against saint and sinner? Well, I'm going to tell you why. Firstly, to develop character and faith in you. God, you know, God's like a CEO. He wants to find out what we're made of. The Bible says several times in the New Testament, we are kings and priests. Yet we act like hobos, street bums. Kings rule in life. Priests act as mediators between God and man, and man and man. Isn't it about time we started to act and think like kings and priests? Oh, I'm so happy I'm a Christian. Blah, 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 no, no, no. You are a king and a priest. Hallelujah. Or a queen or and a princess. Hallelujah. Why does he allow Satan to continue? To keep us humble. Amen. To provide conflict to reward believers through overcoming. Amen. To demonstrate the power of God over the power of Satan. To use Satan to afflict people to bring them to repentance. And to cleanse us from all sin and to prevent the possibility of failure in eternity future. God is not going to take some wicked, evil, lustful, horrible, foul person and promote them. The world doesn't do it and God doesn't do it either. We're made in His image and likeness. So He's preparing Himself. The word church, the Greek word is ecclesia. It means a called out body of people who are going to be proved and tested in this life for eternity future. Amen. Satan attacks with intimidation, inferiority, and insecurity. Here are some of his titles. Well, he's called Satan. Lucifer. He's called the anointed cherub. Lucifer means adversary. He hates you. He hates you. He wants to make you sin in thought, word, or deed. He wants to make you physically and emotionally sick. He wants to destroy your relationships. He wants to destroy your finances. He wants to destroy your goals and your plans and your dreams. First time Jesus preached publicly, after Jesus preached, they grabbed Jesus, took him up to a cliff to throw him over. Must have been a great message. Satan hates the Word of God in public places. He hates the cross. He hates the Ten Commandments. He hates Scripture. He hates in God we trust on your money. You already got fools in this nation trying to get it off. And guess what? Satan hates you. He will do anything and everything to sidetrack you or to get you, oh, I'll never get healed, I'm no good, I'm not worthy, things will never change. He's called the devil, Lucifer, dragon, serpent, the god of this world. Hello? The prince of this world, the prince of the power of the air, the deceiver of the whole world. People are worshipping politicians today all around the world. Dictators and presidents and prime ministers. They're, look at me and listen. Since Adam and Eve were created, there have been very, very few true godly leaders. Most of them have been wicked and selfish. He is called the prince of devils, the accuser of the brethren. There it is. He'll tell you you're no good. You're not going to get healed. You never get this. Your loved ones are never going to get saved. You're a mess. Blah, blah, blah. You'll amount to nothing. He'll accuse you. That's one of his titles. He's called an enemy, tempter, the wicked one. He's the father of lies. See, you've got to believe what God says about you. Goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. The Lord daily loads me with benefits. You've got to believe what God says. You watch that nightly news, man, you're going to end up oppressed, stressed out. All that bad news. All those stupid ads about sickness. Do you have so-and-so? You should consult your doctor. Give me a break. You don't want to invite that rubbish into your house. Satan is a murderer. All the people that are dying around the world today because of sin, wickedness, and evil governments. He's a thief, a destroyer. He's an angel of light. You know what Paul said? It's no big thing. It's no big deal that Satan, the devil, can transform himself into a minister of righteousness. That's why you Christians, front row to back row, better have your discernment turned up in these times. Because there's a lot of fake and phony rubbish in the church. We'll get to that in a minute. More detail. He's called a wolf. And he's called a roaring lion. The Bible says he roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Well, Satan roams around, but guess what? The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Give me a wave if your heart's perfect. Amen. All you got to do is put your heart under the blood of Jesus. It's easy. It's not rocket science. Satan works to destroy both Satan and sinner. He is the master of all sinners and backsliders. He tempts all people to sin by lies, deceit, and seduction, by offering something good at the cost of doing wrong. He promotes lusts. He sets traps for people to sin. He unites with people. Judas was a great example. Do you know that the devil goes to church? Jesus is sitting at the Last Supper. Judas is sitting next to Jesus. And it says Satan entered Judas's heart. So if the devil turned up at a church meeting where Jesus was, he's in almost every church service. Let me tell you something. Any person who is not born again is under the influence of demons to some level. It's true. You don't hear many churches today. You watch Christian TV, Christian radio. You hear very, very little about Satan, demons, fallen angels. And what I'm telling you tonight. Oh, how to, you know, have a happy marriage and how to get out of debt and got a program here and how to have more love. And I mean, some of that stuff's okay. But we need to know our enemy. If we want to defeat our enemy, we want to have victory, we surely better know him. He transforms himself into an angel of light. He promotes division. He immediately steals the word of God after one hears it. Jesus said that. He hinders the gospel. He will hinder you. I've had nothing but opposition since I became a Christian. I've had a gun held to my head here in the United States, and a man in Africa threatened me with a machine gun. I've been spat at, punched up. I've had objects thrown at me, but I'm still standing. Both those men held guns to me, I led them to Christ. No weapon formed against this guy is going to prosper. Hallelujah. He blinds unbelievers to the gospel. Why isn't this place standing room only tonight? People out there, they're doing anything and everything to be free, and they're bound. Drugs, alcohol, immorality. He works lying signs and wonders. He delays answers to prayer. He brings oppression. He is behind all sickness throughout the human race. Many people are sick physically and emotionally because we live in a fallen world. The Bible tells you how you can overcome him. By being born again. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. We read the scripture, for this reason the Son of God was revealed that he might destroy. That means pulverize and annihilate. Oh, I like that. The works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him. And he cannot sin, because he has been born of God. Jesus said, you must be born again. It's not an option, not a suggestion, it's not a recommendation. God commands that all people repent and give their lives to Jesus Christ. You can overcome Satan by knowing his devices. What does that word devices mean? Plans, tricks, strategies, and deceptions. By wearing the whole armor of God. Paul said, put on the armor of God. Amen. Helmet of salvation. Breastplate of Jesus' righteousness. Belt of truth. On our feet, the good news shoes. Hallelujah. The gospel of peace. And take up the sword of the Spirit and the shield of faith. And with it, you'll quench all the fiery darts of the enemy. Any of you people like winning? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I like winning. It's good fun. You can overcome Satan by giving him no place. Block him right away. How did Jesus defeat Satan? Word of God. Word of God. By living sober and vigilant. That word sober means to be composed and in control. Vigilant means to be alert. Be sober and vigilant because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. God is omnipresent. Satan is not. You can overcome Satan by submitting to God and resisting the devil. Surrender. Submit to God. Resist the devil. He'll flee from you. Another scripture says, resist the devil steadfast in the faith. You can overcome Satan by putting faith in the blood of Christ and by the word of your testimony. We overcome Satan by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. You can overcome Satan by overcoming. Jesus said, and I say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. The church of Jesus Christ should be the most powerful, strong, healthy, successful organization on the face of the earth. But it's not. We've got our plan, and we've got our performances, we've got our programs, and we've got our personalities, and the church today across this great nation lacks power. And lastly, you can overcome Satan by exercising authority. Jesus said, I'll give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. That's a symbol of authority. When you've got keys, you've got power. Hallelujah. And whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loosen on earth will be loosened in heaven. Amen. Is this good news or bad news? It's not good news, it's very good news. Hallelujah. Amen. What are you laughing at over there? She's a good girl, isn't she? She is a good girl. She's got a good heart. Now, we talked about Satan. He's a fallen angel. The Greek word for angel is messenger. Now, there are other spirits called demons. We'll look at what they're about. Angels are not demons, and demons are not angels. This is where a lot of people miss it. I went to a big church here in America the other day, several thousand people. They didn't believe in healing. They're sort of a laid-back church. And angels, and we believe in angels. We believe angels and demons are the same. It had their doctrine on their website, you know, their faith statement. And that's what it said to several other people. Demons are Satan's subjects, along with fallen angels and all sinners. And to prove what I said earlier about anybody, even your loved ones or friends, who are not saved, they can be under the influence of demon spirits. Listen to what Paul said. It's the spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. See, sin is not just adultery, murder, lying, stealing, all that sort of stuff. Sin is a spirit, because when God created us, we had no sin in us. And when we sinned, a spirit came in. That's that spirit that talks about in the Bible, the spirit of death. And see, Jesus came, you must be born again of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. That's what comes in and breaks that sinful nature. And Paul said there in the book of Ephesians, it's the Spirit that now works in the children of disobedience. The word demon is not found in the Bible, but it means evil spirit or devil. The words devil or devils come from two different Greek words, daimonion or daimon. They both basically mean the same thing. Demons in the Bible are called the following: devils, 48 times, familiar spirits, 15 times, unclean spirits, 21 times, evil spirits, 12 times, and seducing spirits, 1 time. You know, it's very interesting. When people live in sin, they get dirty. Drugs, alcohol, sexual sin makes you literally dirty. Smoking cigarettes will make you dirty. You know, if God made you to smoke, you'd have a chimney in your head. I made that up. I'm very clever. Just ask me. Sickness also makes you dirty. Whether it's the common cold or cancer, once you get healed, first thing you want to do is jump in the shower or the bath. It's interesting. The Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses from all sin. Jesus cleansed the lepers. It's the same word. The same blood that cleans us from sin is the same blood that cleans us from sickness and protects us from sickness. Demons are not angels and they're not human. They are individual disembodied spirits. Whenever angels are seen throughout the Bible, they always have clothing on and they appear as men. Hate to disappoint you, ladies, there are no female angels in the Bible. So don't watch, what's that stupid show that used to be on? Touched by an Angel, whatever it was. And two angel, female angels, didn't it? I used to see them. See, Hollywood, everybody say Hollywood. See, they can't get anything about the Bible right. So don't watch it. Hallelujah. Thousands of demons can enter in. See, there's demon possession. Like people are out of their mind in a straitjacket. Or people who take all sorts of drugs, burn their brain out. That's demon possession. You see, drugs and alcohol are on the increase. And all the way through history, they've been connected to devil worship and demons. And all that stuff. Demons believe in and fear God. God forbids us to communicate with the spirit realm except through prayer and the Holy Spirit. Yet today you got Harry Pothead and all that other rubbish. And all that hocus pocus and witchcraft and vampires of the latest rage and all this ugly dark rubbish from hell. Now people watch all that. Oh wow, did you see that? They go to movie theaters, they rent it out, they download it. Why? I'm going to tell you. Look at me and listen real closely. Because everybody on this planet desires the impossible to be possible. Man is not content just to live in a flesh, blood and bone body. That's why people take drugs and drink alcohol. They want to escape. They want to get high. Isn't it good to have Jesus? A constant high. Hallelujah. No hangover. No after effects. No bad breath. Amen. The Bible says, regard not mediums and familiar spirits. Do not seek after them to be defiled by them. The person who turns after mediums and familiar spirits, I will cut off from the people. Now the Bible reveals the following. I'm going to tell you what demon spirits cause. This is all from Scripture. Sicknesses, diseases, infirmities, blindness, deafness, dumbness, a fever. Do you know that Jesus raised dead people? Do you also know He healed a lady who had a fever? It was Peter's mother-in-law. It says Peter's mother-in-law did lay sick with a fever. And they immediately told Jesus of her condition. And this is what it says. It says, Jesus went in to Peter's mother-in-law and He stood over her. That's what you do with mother-in-laws. You don't give them an inch. And Jesus stood over her. Here it comes. He rebuked the fever. When was the last time you rebuked sickness? He rebuked the fever and it left her. All sickness is in it. You go to the doctor, first thing he asks you, how long have you had it? So that's why you go to church, to get the Holy Spirit in, get the ills and the bills and the pills out. Hallelujah. So he stands over Peter's mother-in-law, he rebukes the fever, and it left her, and she got up and gave Jesus some good home cooking. That's a southern term, you Arkansasites may not understand. Some vittles. Some grits. Any of you people eat grits? Repent. Horrible stuff. There's no grits in heaven. Amen. Now, Peter always gave Jesus a hard time, and that's because Jesus healed his mother-in-law. See, the joy of the Lord is making you stronger already. Hallelujah. You're already getting stronger. I can see it. I've been looking at faces for 34 years. I said to Sister Patty earlier, happy heart gives you a happy face. That's what the Bible says. Look at the person on either side of you. Show them some teeth. Come on. Lighten up. So Jesus rebuked a fever, a little old fever. He didn't have Tylenol. He didn't have a doctor. See, doctors treat people. Jesus heals people. Doctors can't heal. They can assist the healing process. They can't heal. So these evil spirits cause deafness, dumbness, fever, uncleanness. There it is. Epilepsy, insanity, foaming at the mouth, seizures, convulsions, anger. Everybody's angry today about something or someone. You got road rage. People just, you know, you put your indicator on, change the lane, people try and kill you, pull over and try and shoot you or something. People are angry today. Violence, abnormal strength, gnashing of the teeth, torments. Satan wants to torment you. See, there it is. Uncontrollable crying, divination and fortune telling. These spirits are behind it. This nation used to look to preachers, used to look to the Bible. Today, it's looking to witchcraft. False teachings. When I first came to America in 1987, there was a book out called 88 Reasons Why Jesus is Coming Back in 1988. Who remembers that? Preachers and Christians were trying to get me to read it. I said, get that rubbish out of my sight. And then up to Y2K, we had the doom and gloom preachers and prophets in the church, filling the church with doom and gloom, selling their books and all their wares. Y2K came around, click, nothing happened. In the Old Testament, they would have been stoned to death as false preachers. Folks, Satan is not outside the church. Get your blinders off. He's in the church. And in the last few years, we've had all these kooks in the church talking about hidden Bible codes. Oh, they're finding their ministry in JFK's assassination and 9/11 and other historical things. You know what I find? Most preachers and Christians are struggling with what's plainly written. You don't have to dig around in the Bible to get a hidden meaning. There's an old saying, God said it, I believe it, that settles it. Give me a big amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't mess with God. Down in Texas, they've got a cleanup program. Don't mess with Texas. Listen, Christian, don't mess with God's Word. Amen. Stupid devil. These demon spirits cause fear. People are afraid of the future, afraid of diseases, afraid of terrorism, afraid of the economy collapsing. There's a spirit of fear. Fear brings torment. That's what the Bible says. The perfect love of Jesus casts it all out. Self-abuse, suicide. Suicide is on the increase. Why? People don't have hope in this life or beyond the grave. Lusts, oppression, compulsive behavior. Now, there are many others, but that's what you get from Scripture, from the Bible. Any uncontrollable, compulsive behavior, such as suicide, violence, bulimia, anorexia, drug, alcohol, food, or sexual addiction, is a sure sign of demonic activity. Now, on one occasion, Jesus was casting some devils out of a man, and they said, let us alone. What do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Did you come to destroy us? Absolutely. That's why he came. We know you're the Son of God. We know you're the Holy One. He disarmed principalities and powers. Oh, I like that. Amen. It's good to be on the wind side. Demons know their judgment and punishment. They said one time to Jesus, have you come to torment us before the time? Folks, Jesus came to destroy the destroyer. It says in the book of Hebrews, Jesus destroyed death. He destroyed Satan, who had the power of death. Jesus has the keys of hell and death. Amen. What a great gospel it is. He came to save us. That's to keep us safe and protect us and to rescue us from all danger and destruction. Amen. Now, how do you overcome evil spirits? The Bible tells us. Similar to overcoming Satan, by being born again, by wearing the whole armor of God, Satan should not get the advantage of you. That's what Paul said. The devil should never get the advantage of you. That means the upper hand. For we're not ignorant of his plans. See, the word ignorant means to be without knowledge. Paul said, if somebody wants to be ignorant, let him be ignorant. And another verse says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. You know what the problem is in the American church? You got too much knowledge. You don't have the right sort of knowledge. This is probably one of the few places in America that preaches and teaches what we're talking about. Because this is really going to set you free. You've got to know who you are in Christ. That no weapon, nothing, and no one is going to stop me anymore in life. And that includes me. My name's Frank. Do you know what Frank means? Free. Whoa-ho-ho. Hallelujah. My wife is Vicky. Victorious. Amen. My son is Matthew. Gift of God. And I've got some real good news for you Americans. My son just joined the special forces. So you now got an Aussie fighting for you. Hallelujah. He's 6'4". I said, you can take out as many of those terrorists as you like. Hallelujah. You can't negotiate with the devil. You can't make a peace treaty with the devil. You overcome demons by wearing the whole armor of God. By discerning spirit. This is where a lot of Christians miss it. The word discernment, diakrisis, means to distinguish or to know or to test. Another scripture says, we are to test the spirits. People today who are Christians accept anything and everything with the name of Jesus stamped on it. No, 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 no. You are to test the spirits, it says, and the teachings and the experiences to see if they are of God or of Satan. You are to exercise personal faith. The disciples said to Jesus, they came and they said, why, we couldn't cast out the evil spirit. He said, because of your unbelief. Fear, doubt, unbelief is faith in reverse. You are to overcome evil spirits by prayer and fasting. But you don't have to, if you had to fast every time you had to cast out an evil spirit, you'd never eat for the rest of your life. What that means is you've got to set yourself apart, a time to be alone with God, just get that anointing on your life and that boldness and that confidence and that clarity and that faith to do what the Lord's called you to do. You had to overcome spirits by casting them out in the name of Jesus Christ. There's only one thing to do with devils, cast them out. And you are to overcome them by living holy and pure. That word holy means pure, clean, spotless, righteous and undefiled. Clean thinking. You know the Bible says you've got to filter every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. The Bible says bring every thought. That's a pretty powerful scripture. You've got to bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Jesus Christ. You've got to be holy and pure in your thinking, in your speaking, and in your bodily behavior. Today you turn on the Hollywood and Hollywood movies, filth, uncleanness, unholy. It's cool and hip and in and acceptable today in the world to be unholy. It's actually unholy is used as a cuss word many times. God is a holy God, a pure God. Folks, God wants all of you to be free. He wants you to have absolute authority and power over all the works of the devil. If you want to live in the faith all the days of your life, and you want to have absolute victory in every area of your life, jump to your feet right now. Good man. Lift your hands to heaven. Come on. Get those antennas up. Pray after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, tonight's my night. I'm tired of same old, same old. I'm tired of status quo. Things are going to change because I'm going to change. I'm not ignorant. I'm not without knowledge. I'm a servant of the Most High God. And I submit to you, Lord God. I resist the devil, and he will flee. It is written. No ifs, buts, or maybes. And Lord, I'm excited about the days ahead. Jesus, you said, you came to set the captives free. Jesus, you said, he of the ones son sets free is free indeed. And Lord, the Bible says, where the Holy Spirit is, there is liberty. And I'm not bound in my thinking. I'm not bound in my speaking. I'm not bound in my actions. I'm not bound in my relationships, or my health, or my finances, or my dreams and plans. Lord, I can't set others free until I'm free myself. And Lord, your word says, if I decree a thing, if I speak a thing, it will come to pass. And I'm free tonight. I'm free. I'm holy. I'm pure. I'm clean. And I'm going to bear fruit for the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of my life. Everyone who knows me will see and hear a change in my life. To hell with the devil, to heaven with Jesus. Give him a big victory shout tonight. Hallelujah. Good stuff. Amen. Amen. Okay, listen. I want all the ministers run down the front now. Quickly, come on. Face the people. That's it. Look at this guy. Okay. You come tonight. You just be specific about whatever it is you believe in God for. And we're going to pray with you. And God's going to do the rest. Amen. Come on, quickly. First in, first served. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.